Blackstone Audio presents A Savage War of Peace, Algeria, 1954-1962, by Alistair Horne. Take up the white man's burden, the savage wars of peace. Fill the mouth full of famine, and bid the sickness cease. Rudyard Kipling. Preface to the 1977 edition. I intend to write the history of a memorable revolution which profoundly disturbed men and which still divides them today. I do not conceal from myself the difficulties of the enterprise, whereas we have the advantage of having heard and observed these old men who, still full of their memories and still aroused by their impressions, reveal to us the spirit and the character of the causes, and teach us to understand them. The moment when the actors are about to expire is perhaps the suitable one to write history. One can glean their evidence without sharing all their passions. I have pitied the combatants, and I have freely applauded the generous spirits. Adolphe Thiers, Preface to Histoire de la Révolution Française, 1838. In January 1960, I was in Paris researching into World War I when Barricades Week broke out in Algiers. The European settlers, or Pieds-Noirs, were in revolt against de Gaulle, and the elite paras were openly siding with them. For the first time, the press began using the ugly word insurgents, menacingly evocative of Franco and the Spanish Civil War. Momentarily, it looked as if the still fragile structure of de Gaulle's Fifth Republic might crack. Then de Gaulle delivered one of his magical appeals, and the crisis dissolved like a puff of smoke. What most vividly remains in my mind of that tense week in Paris was the passionate involvement of members of the foreign press. Beyond the excitement of events and professional detachment, they agonized at France's dilemma, and, during de Gaulle's television appearance, tears of emotion were brought to more than one otherwise steely eye. The history of France, a permanent miracle, says André Mauroy at the end of his Histoire de la France, has the singular privilege of impassioning the peoples of the earth to the point where they all take part in French quarrels. This is true. Writing about the history of France has the elements of a love affair with an irresistible woman, inspiring in her beauty, often agonizing and maddening, but always exciting, and from whom one escapes only to return again.
After nearly... Sample complete. Ready to continue?